Good morning. My name is Elizabeth, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Gartner's PC Market Forecast Scenarios third quarter 2009 conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. I will now turn the conference call over to Mr. George Schiffler. Sir, you may now begin your conference.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Welcome, everybody, to Gartner's Preliminary PC Forecast and Market Scenarios third quarter 2009 teleconference. In this teleconference, we will highlight Gartner's preliminary PC forecast for 2009 through 2011. We will also offer our latest scenarios for the market. You can follow this, by the way, just a quick remark here. You will be able to follow this if you can join, should have been on your invitation to join live meeting, and the slides are there. So for those of you who haven't done that yet, you might want to do that. There are slides with this, and you can follow along there. Okay? So as I was saying, the goal here is to talk about our latest forecast and to lay out our latest scenarios for the market. We still expect the market to post negative growth in 2009, but we are now expecting a more seasonally normal second half that will push growth to about minus 1.6% for the year. That's up from the minus 6% we were predicting back in June. And we are now expecting noticeably stronger growth in 2010 and 2011. Let's go to the next slide. Our outlook for the PC market in 2009 has improved. We still expect the market to register negative growth, but we are now forecasting growth will be just minus 1.6% instead of the minus 6% we forecast back in June. This in part reflects better than expected market growth in second quarter, but mostly it reflects an upgrade to our second half forecast. We are now expecting a more seasonally normal second half punctuated by strong positive growth in Q4. This should set the stage for a more robust market recovery in 2010 and 2011, with units growing 12.1% in 2010 and around 15.5% in 2011, as opposed to the 10.3% and 14.4% respectively we laid out in our June forecast. Surprisingly, perhaps, we don't expect the release of Windows 7 on October 22nd to significantly influence market growth in the second half or the first half of 2010. In general, we believe Windows 7 will give a modest bump to home demand in fourth quarter following its release. However, we expect virtually no increase in fourth quarter professional demand. We still believe that most businesses, especially large enterprises, won't begin to generally adopt Windows 7 until late 2010. Of course, for our forecast, the key question is what will happen to shipments. On this score, we think vendors and their channel partners will correctly anticipate the modest demand for Windows 7 and manage their inventories accordingly. Many notebooks posted another strong quarter of growth in second quarter, posting nearly 500% year-on-year growth. Unlike first quarter, many notebooks also posted strong quarter-on-quarter growth. Even so, many notebooks are facing increasing competition from low-cost mainstream notebooks, as many notebooks continue to evolve towards larger screen sizes, and the prices of low-end mainstream notebooks continue to drop. We've upgraded our mini notebook scenario as part of a general upgrade of our mobile PC forecast, but because of the potential for increased competition between mini notebooks and other mobile PCs, we now see their share of the mobile market leveling off a bit earlier than previously. On the whole, we think the opportunities and risks before the market have shifted to the upside. We're still inclined to be conservative with our forecast, but we wouldn't be surprised to see our forecast err on the low side, that is to say that our forecast would be low relative to what actually occurs. Let's move to the next slide. The table on this slide summarizes the changes to our PC unit forecast. All told, we're adding a little over 57 million units to our forecast for 2009 through 2011, starting with a 12.6 million unit addition to our 2009 forecast. About 4 million of this $12.6 million difference or addition reflects the difference between our actual market results for 2.9 for second quarter and our fourth quarter and our June forecast. The rest reflects our additions to second half, with about $6 million being added to fourth quarter. While we expect both third and fourth quarter to post healthy sequential growth, we're still expecting third quarter to register negative year-on-year growth because of the unfavorable growth comparative to third quarter 08. On the other hand, fourth quarter this year should post strong year-on-year growth, in part because of the very favorable comparative to fourth quarter of last year. For 2010, we're adding roughly 19 million units to our forecast. We expect stronger mobile PC growth to account for about 14.5 million of these units, with more than half of them coming from emerging markets. The remaining 4.5 million or so are forecast to come from faster desk-based growth powered by stronger replacement activity. Finally, we're adding a little over 25 million units to our 2011 forecast. Here again, mobile PCs are expected to account for about 80% of these as their growth continues to accelerate. We're forecasting desk-based replacements to peak out a little higher than before, and this has added 5 million or so units to the forecast. Let's go to the next slide. Here we highlight the major assumptions behind our forecast. We see PC demand strengthening as the global economy begins to recover in the coming months. We expect a rise in replacement volumes, especially for desk-based PCs, but we're assuming PC users will continue to maintain the longer lifetimes we've built into our recent forecasts. We think users, especially professional users, have learned from their experience that they actually can increase average lifetimes by 6 months to a year without dire consequences. Having learned this, we don't see them shortening lifetimes again. We also assume that demand will continue to be very price sensitive, but that buyers are likely to be more willing and more open to paying for features and applications that have demonstrated value add as economic pressures ease. As we see it, the real problem for the industry going forward is coming up with features and applications that have a demonstrable value add. On the supply side, we assume vendors will remain challenged to produce low-cost systems. Technological advances continue to improve performance for price, and for the vast majority of buyers, good enough performance really is good enough. We see the combination of these two factors continuing to push PC ASPs downward. A number of vendors have done a good job of meeting the challenge of offering low-cost systems so far, but it has cost them and the rest of the industry dearly in revenues and margins. We are assuming non-U.S. vendors enjoy some cost breaks as the U.S. dollar continues to subside, since all major PC components are priced in dollars. That should ease the upward pressure on prices in foreign markets. We're also assuming vendors experience no major component shortages or bottlenecks as PC units recover. Still, we expect vendor competition to remain intense, and we believe further market consolidation is inevitable. We're assuming the release of Windows 7 in October will have only a minimal impact on PC shipments over the next several quarters. Ultimately, the impact of Windows 7 release on PC shipments depends on two things: how the release affects PC demand, and how correctly vendors and their channel partners anticipate the effect on demand. We're assuming Windows 7 is likely to have only a modest effect on PC demand. We don't believe PC demand will weaken in the run-up to Windows 7's release, and we think the new OS is only likely to generate a modest bump in fourth quarter home demand following its release. We expect the new OS to have very little, if any, effect on professional demand. We continue to assume most professional users won't generally adopt Windows 7 until the end of 2010. As for vendors in the channel, we're assuming that they correctly anticipate these effects and manage their inventory appropriately so they exit 2009 with neither too little or too much inventory. Let's move to the next slide. The global economic outlook has stabilized considerably since our last forecast. Economic forecasters, including our own preferred third-party source, IHS Global Insight, are still expecting global GDP to contract this year, but they have stopped reducing their forecast for 2009 and even begun upgrading their forecasts for 2010 and 2011. Most forecasters now expect the global economy to evidence solid signs of an economic recovery before the end of the year, thanks to growing economic momentum in China and a host of other emerging Asian markets. Even so, they expect the pace of the recovery, while steady, will be slower than more recent recoveries, and it will be more geographically disparate. Although financial markets are close to functioning normally again, it's simply going to take some time for banks and other financial institutions to recapitalize and rebuild their balance sheets. Moreover, U.S. consumers are now focused on savings and recouping lost housing and equity wealth. As a result, U.S. consumers aren't likely to play the lead role they've played in previous recoveries. Unfortunately, the slowness of the recovery is likely to be reinforced by weak employment growth. Forecasters generally don't expect GDP to return to levels consistent with full employment until 2011. This means unemployment in many regions is likely to keep rising even after local GDP has begun to grow again, and presumably there will be effects on consumer spending as a result. We expect IT spending in general and spending on computing hardware in particular to benefit from the global economy's turnaround. We believe both businesses and consumers have modest pent-up demand for computing hardware that they will eventually express once local economies are growing more normally again. However, it's important to note that spending growth is likely to be slowed relative to unit growth by continued declines in computing hardware ASPs. Back in June, we predicted spending on computing hardware would decline 16.3% in 2009 and run about 0% in 2010. Our forecast will probably improve on this when it is published again in September, but we are still likely to predict a double-digit decline in spending this year and only low single-digit growth next year. Let's look at the next slide. Here's an updated view of global PC shipments versus global GDP growth that reflects our latest market share and forecast, as well as the latest GDP forecast from our third-party economic source, IHS Global Insight. Once again, the point here isn't so much to justify our forecast as it is to underscore the dangers of forecasting PC shipments based on GDP. As we have pointed out before, it's important not to confuse PC shipments with PC demand, or even PC sales for that matter. PC shipments reflect the interaction of PC demand and supply, including any changes vendors and their channel partners make in inventory levels relative to sales. This is not to say we think GDP changes have no effect on PC shipments. On the contrary, we think GDP changes can have significant effects on PC shipments through their effect on PC demand. However, in order to reflect these effects in a forecast, one not only needs to think about the connection between GDP and PC demand, but also the reactions of suppliers to changing demand, including how they adjust their expectations for future demand and how they adjust inventories in response. Moreover, one needs to be thinking about how all these factors may be changing as the market continues to evolve. We're now expecting this year's market contraction to be less severe than the market downturn in 2001, despite a much bigger decline in global GDP. We think that has a lot to do with how the links between PC shipments and GDP have changed as a result of changes in the nature and character of both PC supply and demand, including the value buyers attach to PCs, their price sensitivity, the pivotal role of mobile PCs in today's market, as well as the more efficient and flexible supply chains vendors have created over the last few years. Next slide. We expect PC unit growth to be driven by a combination of replacements and new placements in the next 2 years. Not surprisingly, perhaps, mobile PC growth will largely be driven by new placements. In contrast, desk-based PC unit growth will largely be driven by replacements. We recently put a simple model of the global desk-based PC install base together to get a better handle on the numbers of desk-based PC replacements we could see in 2010 and 2011. This slide depicts the model's results for our forecast. As noted, we're continuing to assume that users maintain the longer lifetimes we've assumed in recent years, in recent forecasts, namely 5.5 years. We've seen no indication in our survey work or in our talks with users that users are preparing to reduce lifetimes once the economy begins to recover. Moreover, we think that having discovered that they really can increase desk-based lifetimes a year or so without suffering dire consequences, users won't quickly revert to shorter lifetimes. Based on our forecast and lifetime assumptions then, our model estimates the average life of the global desk-based PC install base will be just under 3 years at the end of 2009. It predicts a gradual rise in the average age of the install base to roughly 3.1 years by 2011. Along the way, it predicts there will be roughly 120 million desktop retirements in 2010. That's up from 99 million the model estimates for 2009. and there'll be 145 million replacements in 2011. As you would expect, the bulk of these, replacements will be older machines shipped before 2007. Of course, some of those retirements may be replaced with a new mobile PC rather than a new desk-based PC. Either way, however, the result will be a new PC purchase that requires a new PC shipment. Let's look at the next slide. The beauty of creating a model, even a simple one, is that it allows one to better understand the sensitivity of the model's results to changes in the model's assumptions. There's a lot of talk these days about 2010 potentially being a boom year for PCs if users were to suddenly replace en masse the older desk-based PCs they've been making do with throughout the global downturn. We're inclined to believe this is wishful thinking, although it does raise an interesting question. What would happen if users were to replace their older desk-based PCs faster than we're assuming? And how much faster would they have to replace them to significantly influence new PC shipments? We used our model to simulate a number of possibilities. This slide illustrates the results of assuming installed PCs shipped in 2006, installed desk-based PCs shipped in 2006 or earlier, are replaced 25% faster than we assume in our forecast, where 25% faster means the number of installed machines is 25% smaller at the end of 2011 than in our forecast. This assumption effectively keeps the average age of the desk-based PC installed base constant through 2011. The results are really quite impressive. 2010 retirements jumped 26 million to 145 million, and 2011 retirements increased 4 million to 149 million. That would potentially push our forecast for overall 2010 PC unit growth to 21%, although it lowers our forecast for 2011 growth to just 8%. We see this scenario as something of a better than best scenario. Even so, it serves to illustrate there is some potential upside to PC growth in 2010 should users replace older machines even just a bit faster than we've been assuming. Let's look at the next slide. PC ASPs continued to decline rapidly in second quarter. The decline in desk-based ASP actually slowed somewhat, falling only minus 11.4% year-on-year. But the decline in mobile ASP continued to accelerate, falling at about minus 20.3% year-on-year. In both cases, the decline reflects a continued shift to lower price bands. This shift was especially evident in mobile PCs, where overall units grew 15% year-on-year, but units priced over $800 declined 33% year-on-year, while units priced under 800 grew 147% year-on-year. Naturally, some of the growth in lower-priced units was due to the continued growth of mini notebooks, but other mobile PCs priced under $800 grew 89% year-on-year, while those priced over 800 contracted 33% year-on-year. We think the current rates of ASP decline are unsustainable, and we expect them to ease as PC units recover and the dollar backslides against other currencies. We expect the decline in desk-based ASP to ease back to minus 7% year-on-year or so, and the decline in mobile ASP to ease back to 12% year-on-year within about a year. These declines in combination with our stronger unit forecast mean that PC spending should post low single-digit growth next year and grow just over 5% in 2011. Look at the next slide. We're not quite confident the PC market will return to growth in fourth quarter and more or less return to normal next year in the sense that it will exhibit more normal seasonality. The question for us is really how strong will growth be in fourth quarter and the quarters that follow. Our forecast envisions fairly strong positive year-on-year growth in fourth quarter of this year and first quarter of next year, in part because of the favorable comparative to fourth quarter 08 and first quarter 09. Growth decelerates a bit in second quarter as units experience a more normal sequential decline, but then modestly accelerates to the rest of 2010 and into 2011. However, we see other scenarios for the market as well. In our best case scenario, growth is even stronger in fourth quarter of this year and first quarter of next year, thanks to generally stronger PC demand and a more enthusiasm for Windows 7. Growth still decelerates a bit in the second quarter as units experience a sequential decline, but the decline is milder as PC demand continues to accelerate in the face of a quickly recovering global economy. Growth then rises more sharply through 2010 and into 2011 as users accelerate desk-based replacements and mobile PC penetration quickens in both mature and emerging markets. Like our forecast, the best-case scenario assumes a return to more normal quarterly seasonality. It's just that the growth is more robust. In our worst-case scenario, growth is weaker in the fourth quarter because of generally softer PC demand and poor enthusiasm for Windows 7. Growth in first quarter is slowed as vendors and their channel partners try to rid themselves of excess inventories built up in anticipation of stronger Windows 7 sales in fourth quarter. Growth further declines in second quarter, but the sequential decline is milder than in our forecast because of the sharper sequential decline in first quarter. Growth then rises more slowly through 2010 and 2011 as users further extend desk-based PC lifetimes and delay replacements, and mobile PC adoption noticeably slows. The worst-case scenario also assumes a return to more normal seasonality, but this return is disrupted by users' less than enthusiastic response to Windows 7 and then diluted by weaker replacement activity and slower mobile PC adoption. Here are the key assumptions behind our scenarios. Like our forecast, our scenarios turn on assumptions about the strength and price sensitivity of PC demand, the market's response to Windows 7, the ability of vendors to upsell buyers and differentiate their products, how aggressively vendors compete with each other, the strength of desk-based replacement activity, and the pace of mobile PC adoption. Let's look at the next slide. Mini notebooks totaled more than 6.5 million worldwide in the second quarter of this year, bringing total mini notebooks shipped in the first half close to 11.8 million. That's approximately the same number that were shipped in last year. Units grew sequentially in all regions. Mini notebooks experienced the greatest sequential growth in the United States, where they were up 40% from first quarter. Mini notebooks were a purchase American consumers were willing to make at a price point less than $350. We are revising our mini notebook forecast in response to these results. Our baseline forecast has been increased from 21 to 25 million units in 2009. The forecasts for 2010 and 2011 have been increased respectively, with 2010 increased 7 million units to 37 million, and 2011 increased 6 million to 48 million. Though EMEA accounted for 40% of mini notebook shipments in second quarter, mini notebook growth in the region is expected to slow in the second half, especially in Eastern Europe, where many economies continue to struggle. Fortunately, mini notebook unit growth is expected to remain strong in the U.S. and Asia Pacific for the rest of the year and into next year. Mini notebooks are facing increasing competition from other mobile PCs as the latter's prices continue to decline. We think this will eventually limit mini notebook unit growth. Mini notebooks accounted for just over 18% of all mobile PCs shipped in second quarter. We expect their share to fall back a little in second half and eventually settle in around 21% by 2011. It's worth mentioning that a new generation of notebooks with ultra-low voltage processors is entering the market, with lower prices ranging from $550 to $1,400. They are mostly aimed at consumers and prosumers, and PC manufacturers expect to target holiday sales for the ramp up of these more affordable ultra portables. Gartner believes the most popular models will have screen sizes of 13.3 inches or less, thicknesses of roughly a half to an inch, and will sell in the $550 to $800 price range. We estimate the available market for all notebooks with 11 to 13 inch screen sizes in this year is about 26 million. We expect anywhere from 12 to 20 million of these lower-priced ultra-portables to ship this year. Will these lower-cost ultra-portables take shipments from mini notebooks? Well, since the ASPs are typically $300 more than the average mini notebook, we don't expect much confusion in the market. These new ultra-portables are really more of a disruption to the thin and light market, which thin and light products, which have been offered as a premium segment up to now. However, like many notebooks, these new ultra-portables will push PC ASPs even lower. Here's a graphic summary of our preliminary forecast for desk-based versus mobile PC shipments. We're expecting a rebound in both desk-based and mobile PC growth in fourth quarter. Growth of each should continue to accelerate through 2010 and into 2011. As noted, we expect desk-based PC growth to be primarily driven by replacement activity, which we are forecasting to peak in early 2011. Desk-based PC growth will also be helped by continued desk-based penetration in emerging markets, which should revive as emerging markets economically recover. Meanwhile, mobile PC growth will be primarily driven by continued mobile adoption. We expect mobile adoption to resume a steady pace as mature market consumers increasingly purchase mobile PCs as second and third PCs, and emerging market users increasingly turn to mobile PCs as their first purchase. Here's a summary of our preliminary forecast for emerging versus mature market shipments. Shipments to emerging markets continue to contract faster than those to mature markets in second quarter, despite very strong shipments in China. Unfortunately, the strong growth in China was undercut by sharp contractions in shipments to Latin America and Eastern Europe. We expect both emerging and mature market shipments to begin growing again in fourth quarter, with emerging market growth once again outpacing mature market growth by at least 10 percentage points. Emerging markets should then maintain stronger growth through 2010 as well, and well into 2011. We do expect to see the growth delta narrow, however, as emerging market growth naturally slows, and mature market growth is boosted by the peak of the desk-based replacement cycle in early 2011. Here's a list of recent Gartner research regarding some of the topics I've discussed. I really encourage you to take a look at these for some added detail and context behind our forecast. And with that, that's the end of my prepared remarks, so let's see what questions you might have. Elizabeth, could you open for questions?
Sure. At this time, I would like to remind everyone, in order to ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that is star 1 to ask a question. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. And your first question comes from the line of Eric.
Good morning. Thanks for the call. Two questions for you. In your slides, you mentioned that you expect enterprises to take up Windows 7 kind of at the end of 2010. I'm wondering if that just might be a little conservative, only based on the fact that you've had enterprises delaying or deferring corporate purchases because of the recession, and then if things get a bit better in 2010, maybe IT budgets pick up a bit more than expected. And also with a lot of firms having not upgraded to Vista because the reviews were so bad, and now you got Windows 7, which has largely been positive reviews, if enterprises don't maybe jump on the bandwagon a little earlier than they might typically upgrade. Thanks.
Well, I think, our view is that it generally takes 12 to 18 months after release for businesses to adopt, generally,
right.
Large enterprises in particular. In part, that's because they have to do testing. Also, I think in this case, it may have less to do with kind of enthusiasm for Windows 7 as much to do with, kind of waiting for independent software vendors to build in the drivers to their software and whatnot. So actually, we think calling 12 months may actually be a little liberal. It is on the low end of the 12 to 18 months. So we'll see. I mean, I think you could see, again, that's for large enterprises. I think there is a possibility we may be underestimating the uptake in small businesses, which actually tend to be more like consumers and less concerned with like maintaining, a limited number of images and things like that. So yeah, there's potentially some upside, but again, I think and that's kind of built into our better case scenario, and that's I think the way we would view it.
Okay, and then second question for you,
yes.
In regards to the netbook market, just wondering if you have some commentary on quality and return rates and, consumers not getting what they expect out of the low-end netbooks.
Generally speaking, I would actually probably defer to some of my colleagues who are following that a little bit closer, Angela McIntyre being one who you might want to contact. I mean, my impression is that it's been a mixed bag, that, yeah, you have some consumers who have been disappointed. On the other hand, you know, some consumers have kind of went into it knowing what they would get, and certainly their uptake indicates that, people do see a role for them. They're not a mainstream notebook, but I think people are more and more seeing that and kind of acting accordingly.
Great, thanks for the comments.
Oh, you're welcome.
Your next question comes from the line of Bob.
Hi, thanks for doing this call. I had a question about replacement rates. There was a lot of talk about desktop replacement rates, but my assumption is notebook replacements are much quicker just because they break more often, may batteries run out, they're not as upgradable. Could you talk a little bit about maybe the difference in replacement rate between a notebook and a desktop? And as the client market moves more and more to notebook, wouldn't that kind of boost the replacement rate of the entire client base?
Yeah, it will. And in fact, you're right. Our assumption is that mobiles last, in a professional environment, roughly maybe a little over three years, with consumers a bit more because, as you point out, they're out there. They don't maybe suffer the way, a luggage did in the American Tourister ad from a few years back, but they're getting banged around. And, yeah, we assume that they do have a lower lifetime. What's interesting is that we actually can build the same model that we did for desk-based replacements, and we don't really, they're still relatively, desk-based replacements are still a relatively small part of the market, so that market is being more influenced by just new penetration of mobiles. But to your point, what we will see, and I think this is one of the things behind the push towards mobile from the supply side, is that it does mean kind of faster turnover of the install base. Now, what that means is that you kind of maintain higher steady state rates of shipments, right? Which is a good thing, but it doesn't. Where you really get growth is more out of new placements, and that I think is really, for the market in general, that's still where the issue is in terms of kind of furthering growth, is how many more people can we get to own a PC, to use PCs? Can we get, consumers, home users in, households in the U.S. and elsewhere to buy, one for each person in the family as opposed to just one for the family as a whole?
Yeah, no, that's a good segue to kind of a follow-up question. In talking about doing that and reaching new customers, have you looked at, is it significant kind of these new channels like the subsidized model could that potentially be driving some of the mini netbook and did you look at that? Any color there?
We have ongoing research on that. I think it has, and it is opening up, kind of a new way of getting PCs to people. Again, I would probably defer you to some of my colleagues who've actually explored that. Our European colleagues in particular have done some work on that. It's definitely opened up kind of new vistas. If you contact me afterwards, I'll see what kind of research we have, some specific research we have on that.
Great, thanks.
You're welcome.
And once again, if anyone would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. That is star 1 to ask a question. And your next question comes from the line of Michael.
Michael.
Yes, hi. Thanks for doing this call.
I guess maybe could you provide a little bit of commentary on how you think Windows 7, specifically from a touch interface point of view, how that will evolve, and you know what kind of like how long will it take to really take traction, and what do you think the penetration rates might look in terms of a touch interface penetrating the PC market? Thanks.
Again, I would probably defer you more to some of my colleagues on that. Our OS analyst, Mike Silver, would probably be able to get better comments on that. I really kind of don't have much to say on that. Sorry.
Okay. And maybe, I don't know if you already gave commentary on this already, but how much do you think China growth is driving overall global PC shipment growth?
China?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. I don't have the, you know, I do a quick calculate. I'd have to sit down and calculate, but it's a, you know, China is, what, they about 50% of the Asia market. It's about 15% of the global market. So it's an important driving force.
Right. I'm just asking, like, you know, the growth in terms of, because you look at the TV market, I mean, China growth in terms of TV market has really...
Yeah, powered the TV market.
Yeah, I think that provided, like, a huge part of the upside this year. I was kind of wondering if you were seeing a similar kind of story with the PC market.
Well, I think, yeah, I mean, I think this last quarter, China, if I had the exact numbers, I could give them to you. The two biggest drivers for shipments in second quarter were the U.S. and China. I think the U.S. actually added a bit more than China, but again, yeah, I mean China is important. As I said, it's about 15% of the global market and rising. So, I think it's important. I guess your question would be, you know, if China were to collapse, what would happen to the market? Well, it would certainly be affected. And likewise, if China were continue to take off or to continue to grow rapidly, it would add a couple points. But again, I think, you know, kind of key to the market in addition to China is what happens in the U.S. and Western Europe and.
Right. Okay, maybe one last follow-up question on that same note. What's the approximate desktop-to-notebook ratio in China, then?
That I'd have to get back to you on if you drop me a line. I can do that. I don't have those numbers in front of me.
Okay, thank you.
And at this time, I do show there are no further audio questions in queue, but once again, if anyone would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad at this time. And your next question comes from the line of Leslie.
Hi. I was just wondering, what other countries in Asia are going to be driving growth in the coming year besides China?
We're in the process of putting our AP forecast together. So at this point, this is kind of a very high level. We build this off. This is a preliminary forecast built off kind of high level, so I'd have to wait on that. But I would say, you know, just right off the bat, China, of course, India, I think, who else? Yeah, I think, you know, that would be that. Again, I refer you to the details of our AP forecast when it comes out again in the next week or so.
And do you have any comments on Eastern Europe or Middle East?
Well, I think Eastern Europe is, you know, things are going to remain difficult in Eastern Europe because the economic situation is pretty bad. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but our Eastern European analyst downgraded her forecast, at least through the end of the year. And in Middle East, I think things look, you know, about the way, I think the forecast is coming in about where we were before, not a whole lot of change.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And once again, if anyone would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. That is star 1 to ask a question. And at this time, I do show there are no further audio questions in the queue. Do you have any further remarks for your audience?
Well, I just want to thank everybody for attending, and thanks for the great questions. We'll be doing this again next quarter, so we'll look forward to seeing you then. Take care and have a good day.
Thank you. This concludes today's Gartner's PC Market Forecast Scenarios third quarter 2009 conference call. You may now disconnect.